Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, March 24th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, I, Alexander McQueen Collection. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into the curious, the compelling, and the outright captivating topics found on Wikipedia. Today, we're fixating our gaze on a rather intriguing entry in the world of high fashion. I'm Alloy, and in this episode, we'll unbutton the allure and controversy of the I Collection by Alexander McQueen. In 2000, Alexander McQueen, a trailblazer of the fashion world, known for his bold, often provoking runway shows, unveiled his I Collection. This exclusive assemblage, engrossed not only in the opulent aesthetics, but also in the fiery discussion of global voyeurism and surveillance, was a spectacle that demanded the world's attention. Let's set the scene. The collection's runway show took place in a New York City warehouse, but unlike any ordinary warehouse, this was transformed into a snow-covered tundra encapsulated within a giant snow globe. As models trudged through the artificial blizzard in McQueen's creations, drones buzzed overhead, capturing every movement, every detail, every leer of the audience on the models. The motif? Ever-encroaching surveillance, with a clear nod to the global political climate surrounding the turn of the millennium. McQueen's choice to explore the theme of the eye was multifaceted. It gazed pointedly at the Big Brother phenomenon, as the omnipresence of cameras in society seemed to burgeon by the day. But the collection also peered into the cultural magnificence of various civilizations, particularly those from the Himalayan region. Traditional Chitrali hats, Bhutanese textiles, and intricate beadwork were woven throughout the collection, highlighting the vibrance of different ethnic customs. However, McQueen's exploration did not go unscrutinized. The collection tussled with the line between cultural homage and appropriation, a line as delicate and controversial as the sheer fabrics gracing the catwalk. On this runway, the models adorned in these cultural garments were mostly Western, prompting the question, when does appreciation become exploitation? It's a contentious topic that still fiercely simmers in today's fashion debates. Let's take a moment. Have you ever worn something from a culture not your own? Did you ponder the story behind it, or its deeper significance, to those who treasure it? Contemplating the intentions behind our fashion choices can be as complex and polarizing as McQueen's I Collection itself. Furthermore, McQueen ingeniously threaded the visual motif of the eye throughout the clothing, accessories, and even the makeup. Eyes peered out from unexpected places, on a hat brim, within a garment's pattern, over a model's eyelids, echoing the unnerving sense of being watched that permeated the era's atmosphere. It was a bold commentary on the invasive aspect of fame and the fashion industry itself. To bring his vision to life, McQueen collaborated closely with some of the most skilled artisans and craftspeople in the industry. This included co-conspirators like milliner Philip Treacy and makeup artist Val Garland, whose talents breathed palpable life into the fashion maestro's visionary concepts. Despite the controversies, or perhaps because of them, the I Collection is heralded as one of McQueen's most thought-provoking works. It stands as a testament to fashion's enduring power to comment on society, to serve as a mirror reflecting our times, with all its beauty and its discord. Here's another nugget to ponder. Think about the last time you felt watched and how it shaped your behavior. Is it possible that, in a society saturated with screens and lenses, we're all part of an involuntary performance? McQueen seemed to suggest that amid the modern arena of surveillance, we are both the observer and the observed. As fascinating as the I Collection is, it's barely a sliver of the ingenuity Alexander McQueen bequeathed the fashion world before his untimely passing in 2010. His legacy endures, a woven tapestry of unparalleled creativity and provocative commentary sewn into the very fabric of the industry. Now, as we stitch up today's episode, I invite you to reflect on the garments hanging in your wardrobe. Which pieces tell a story? Do any of them make a statement beyond their aesthetic appeal? Fashion, after all, is not just fabric and fray. It's a visual dialect that can both unite and divide us. The eye beckons us to look beyond the superficial and delve into the depths of symbolism and significance that apparel can convey. And that's a wrap for today's chapter of Wikipedia. If the eye collection has intrigued your fashion senses or sparked your interest in the intersection of style and societal scrutiny, I encourage you to delve deeper into this fascinating topic. Explore the page on Wikipedia, seek out images from the show, and muse on the impact that McQueen's visionary work continues to have to this day. Remember, the world of fashion is as rich and textured as the fabrics that drape our lives. It's there to be unraveled, thread by thread, as we seek to understand the complexities and curiosities of our ever-evolving society. Thank you for tuning in and lending us your ears and eyes. We'll be back next time with another enlightening entry from the world's most comprehensive encyclopedia. This has been Alloy with Wikipedia, inviting you to keep questioning, keep contemplating, and of course, keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, I, Alexander McQueen Collection. Thanks for listening. See you next time.